It's time for Marty Lurie's greatest games in Giants history. Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the G-Men, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to this week's greatest game with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
All right, this is our greatest game in Giants franchise history. And fans, we're going to go back to September 21st of 1966. The pennant race is great. It's the Dodgers, the Pirates, and the Giants going down the stretch. 15,338 at Candlestick for a day game. Now, this is the last game of a four-game series between the Giants and the Pirates. The Giants have lost the first three. Gaylord Perry lost the first one 3-1. He went 20-8 after that, his record. Frank Lindsay, 6-1 in 11 innings. Boy, the Pirates laid it on Lindsay in the 11th. And Ron Herbel lost 6-0. So now this game is very important because there are only a few games left in the season. And if the Giants can win this game, they'll close to within four of the Dodgers with nine to go. If the Pirates can win this game, they'll be a half a game behind the Dodgers with nine games to go as well. So this is a big game for both teams. The Dodgers, Giants, Pirates going down the stretch in 1966. All right, the pitching matchups for this one, guys. Juan Marichal goes for the Giants. Marichal is 22-6. And Tommy Sisk goes for the Pittsburgh Pirates. The lineups, and I always love this part of the show. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, Matty Alou, Gene Alley, Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, Don Clendenin, Bill Mazeroski, Bob Bailey, the great Jesse Gonder from the Oakland Hills, the Oakland area, and Tommy Sisk is on the hill. For the Giants, Tito Fuentes, young Ken Henderson, Willie Mays, McCovey, Jim Ray Hart, Jesus Alou, Tom Haller, Hal Lanier, and Marichal is the pitcher. Herman Franks is the manager of the Giants in 1966. So this is the fourth game of the four-game series and a critical game for the Giants' hopes of catching the Dodgers here in 1966. So here's how it goes. This game is scoreless, believe it or not, until the seventh inning. Pittsburgh breaks through first. Gene Alley gets a base hit, and he steals second. Clemente strikes out. Stargell, an intentional walk. And Don Clendenin, who went on later to have a very good career with the New York Mets, hits a three-run homer, number 25 for him, and the Pirates go up 3-0 in the seventh inning over Juan Marichal. Mazeroski and Bailey ground out to Lanier to end the inning. All right, the Giants seventh, they come back. Ken Henderson hits a home run, his first of the year. Willie Mays gets a base hit. McCovey moves him to second. Jim Ray Hart moves him to third on ground outs. And Jesus Alou gets a base hit to make it 3-2. So the Giants answer in the bottom of the seventh. The Giants eighth, they load the bases. And Willie McCovey gets a bases-loaded walk. Don Mason, little-known second baseman, scores. And the Giants tie it up 3-3 in the eighth. So the 15,000 are on their edge of their seats. They are not going home. We go to the ninth inning. It's a 3-3 game. The Pirates come up in the top of the ninth inning. Bill Mazeroski gets a two-out single, which scores Clemente and Stargell. Believe it or not, the two Hall of Famers score. Willie Mays makes an error on the play, and the Pirates go up 5-3 in the top half of the ninth inning. Everyone's still on the edge of their seats because they know these are the Giants. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Elroy Face is now in the game. Now, Elroy Face fans, 16 years in the major leagues, 848 games, 191 saves. In 1959, he even went 18-1 for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's going to try to save this one in the bottom of the ninth. Jesus Alou starts it off with a base hit, and Tom Haller, the catcher, hits one out of the park in right field. Home run number 26 for him, tying the score up 5-5. This is a big game, 5-5 in the ninth. Don Mason flies out to left, and this brings up Juan Marichal. Now, this is a tie game. It's the ninth inning. Marichal is on the hill. Herman Franks does not look down the bench for a pinch hitter. Marichal comes up against Elroy Face, hits a fly ball to left. Back, it is gone.
They need a win in this ball game to stay in this pennant race. And the next pitch is hit deep to right field. It's going, gone, and the ball game is over.
Marichal hits a home run, believe it or not, to win the game 6-5 for the Giants. For Juan Marichal, at that time only his second home run. He only hits 4 home runs in his major league career. He ends up going the distance, 9 innings, 7 hits, 5 runs, 4 earned, 1 walk and 8 strikeouts. He runs his record to 23-6. An amazing, amazing game for the Giants. At the end of this day, the Dodgers have a game and a half lead over the Pirates, and the Giants now are 4 back with 9 to go. Down the stretch, the Giants go 7-1. The Dodgers go 6-5. It goes down to the last game on Sunday. Marichal is 25-6. He's won 2 of these 8 games. Koufax is on the hill for the Dodgers against the Phillies, the second game of a doubleheader. It's Koufax and Jim Bunning going at it. Now, they're both going on 2 days rest. If the Dodgers win the game, they win the pennant. If the Phillies win the game, the Giants have a makeup game to play, and if they win that one, they tie the Dodgers for the pennant. So this game that they've won over the Pirates is huge. Well, in that one, as the Giants are waiting at the airport to see where they're going to go, Koufax beats the Phillies on 2 days rest. The Dodgers win the pennant in 1966 and go on to the World Series, getting swept by the Baltimore Orioles. But nothing would have happened on this last week without this amazing game that ends with Juan Marichal hitting the home run to beat the Pirates 6-5 on September 21st, 1966. 2 hours and 6 minutes. And believe me, you sat on your edge of your seat for this one, and the right guy was pitching for the Giants. Well, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
This has been Marty Lurie's Greatest Games in Giants History on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Orange and Black Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family owned and operated for 3 generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-time furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000 square foot showroom has today's looks at every price point. Georgie Brothers attributes its success to their expert non-commissioned designers, customization abilities, and competitive prices. Offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office to kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.